I'll watch S.H.I.E.L.D. tomorrow.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we got that second.
There we go. Hello and welcome to the fourth edition of Geekcast. This is fifth, right?
Yeah, this is fifth. That's right. Yeah.
So this is fifth.
Mm-hmm.
This is the DC movie version of Geekcast podcast. So we have
then
5 years worth of films, 10 total, that DC is putting up, and we're going to go down one by one and give our thoughts.
Yeah, and none of the past DC movies are relevant. So, fuck you, any other former previous DC movie, you suck and you don't matter. So,
yeah.
Good job, DC.
So, the Batman one does, right? There's one that isn't
Batman?
That canon with this? The
which?
The last Batman movie? Or not Batman,
Bane?
I'm sorry, Superman. The last Superman movie still canon,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I fell asleep to that. I fell asleep to that and Superman Returns. They're
so
long.
Superman the Murderer is still canon, so that still counts.
All right. Although I'm reading that he didn't kill it because he didn't kill Zod. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it anyway, so suck it. That he didn't kill Zod. He just put him into that state. Like, remember when Doomsday killed Superman? He didn't really die.
Yeah.
He just went into, like, the Kryptonian state. Like, that's how they're going to retcon him killing Zod. I'm like, the intent was still there, though. Like, can't take away his intent to kill Zod.
Yeah, it was kind of the whole point of that scene, right? Like, if you don't kill me, I'm going to come back, and I'm just going to keep coming back. So he fucking kills him, right? That's what I picked up from it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we start off with maybe he'll kill Batman. Start off with Superman versus Batman. So wouldn't that be a nice twist?
Yeah, and just, like, outright, like, as much as, like, okay, I love Batman. Don't get me wrong. Like, he's probably he's one of the few DC characters that, you know, I like, because who doesn't fucking love Batman? Like, he's like the quintessential non-powered human being. Like, he doesn't have Captain America's super soldier formula. He's just like a dude, a rich motherfucking dude who is just like a killer karate fucking everything expert. So, like, what's not to love about him? But, like, Superman just fucking flies in, sticks a needle in him real quick, gives him Ebola or AIDS or something, and just fucking zooms right out at fucking speed of light. Batman never sees it coming.
I think even for us, like, quite admittedly Marvel fanboys, Batman and Superman is kind of what gets you into it, you know? Like, it's one of those two, you know? Like, your first superhero is probably either Batman or Superman, you know?
I would say nowadays it would probably be Batman or Spider-Man.
Yeah,
that would be my
point.
Two. But, like, back, and even in the 90s, I don't know, like, yeah, I think it would be Batman and X-Men, because those are the two big cartoons of the time.
We had the mid-80s, you had that Superman push, though, you know, so.
Yeah.
So I guess you're right, though. Early 90s to mid-90s, the X-Men cartoons, and then Spider-Man started taking over from there. Probably the most marketable character out there, so. I digress before we completely go over to the other side. We start off with Batman versus Superman and Ben Affleck as Batman. So
I don't hate the idea of Ben Affleck as Batman. I really don't. I didn't think he was a bad Daredevil, just I think the script was not so bueno. But even then, the director's cut of DD is not bad, actually. It solves a lot of issues, so.
Yeah, it seems like that's a movie that got killed on the editing room floor, you know?
Yeah.
It seemed like they had a decent movie together, and then they spliced it into something that was not good.
Yeah. But I like the Ben Affleck as, like, a superhero, because he clearly loves, or at least he likes comic books. So I'm cool with that. Henry Cavallari, is that it? I mean, he's not a bad Superman, just Superman isn't dark and brooding to me. Superman is the dude who sees a little girl about to commit suicide, like a teenage girl, jump off a cliff and tells her that, you know, we can all be strong. And she cries, and I'm choking up here myself on ice cream, not the moment, but You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Superman to me is from the Hitman comics. He's the symbol of everything that everyone wants to be. Like, he's just good.
And they had so much success with, the dark, gritty Dark Knight stuff. I think they almost fell in a trap. But, yeah, I agree. There's certain superheroes that need to be, bright and colorful and fun. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't love the fuck out of some dark and gritty stuff. But, stuff.
But if everything's dark and gritty, yeah.
Like,
if everything's dark and gritty, then nothing's dark and gritty. That's just the status quo. And that the... dance off loving goofy space fucking oddball team is then the odd one out.
Yeah.
Of course,
any other
Green Lantern, not Guardian.
Awesome. And we'll get to that. We'll get to that, definitely.
Yeah.
This is basically, the prequel to the Justice League movies, because they basically. Everyone.
I mean, here we can. This is Justice League. This is Justice League. Like, suck it, nerds. We didn't work for anything. We're just gonna fucking do it. You don't
boom,
like it?
Right,
throw fingers in the air. Yeah.
So,
oh, you've got a whole TV universe. Suck that too.
if you don't like Justice League, their next offering is the Suicide Squad. Speaking of suck it TV shows. That's my biggest issue with the Suicide Squad movie. But potentially a fun movie.
Yeah, we'll see. I hear Bane quit because Will Smith and two or three more actors demanded a larger part. It's cut me out then and they can have it. And that could not be true, I mean, who are we? We're two schmucks fucking talking about this. But that's not a good sign.
No.
Will Smith is a draw, but nowadays, not so much. He's a cool dude, but,
I don't know more. If Will Smith really that Shades of Grey type guy to be heading up this project. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an awesome marquee name, don't get me wrong. But,
And a hell of an actor. Like, he's more than a name. He's a great actor.
Yes. But I don't know if this is the when I think of it, I'm like, oh man, Will Smith,
Yeah.
That
think of how I want to
pitch
these. Yeah. What was the superhero movie he did that was good for the first half and then it got real fucking weird? Hancock. That was it, Hancock.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that was real good. And then it got real bad, real quick. They're like, this is going to be too good. Let's really shit on this.
I am happy that we're having another Joker, and we're kind of moving past that block, and I think Jared Leto will be a good Joker, although I hear that it's going to be very comedy based, which kind of concerns me,
I thought DC put that no funny rule down though, didn't they?
Yeah.
So,
but okay. I mean, I guess he is the Joker, so I get it there. But I don't know how much comedy you really want out of a Joker.
I think
there should be
the laughing point.
Okay, no, that'll work. I can work with that.
Yeah. Did you see the Assault on Arkham animated movie they did?
No, I haven't, but I've heard amazing reviews.
Yeah, it's all right. It's got some issues. Like, it's not perfect, but it's fun. Like, that's all I want out of movies is to, go in there and be like, that was fun. I enjoyed that. Thank you.
Yeah. Who did the voiceover for Joker? Was that did Luke Skywalker do that?
No, it was somebody else who kind of sounded like it.
Okay.
Actually, who did a really good Joker that I like is John DiMaggio, Bender from Futurama. He did it in Batman: The Dark, The Red Hood. He plays like a
that was really good.
Yeah, because it was different. It was like, okay, well, he's not going to try and imitate. He's going to do his own.
Yeah.
Maybe DiMaggio did that Joker. I don't remember honestly.
I'd have to look it up, but yeah, that was That was good as well. We should have just done DC animated movies because the animated stuff's amazing.
It's pretty good. Like the whole DC universe, it was Batman and the Superman and the Batman Superman Powwow Hour and the Batman Beyond, the Justice League Unlimited. Like all that shit's gold. Well, I mean, not all of it's gold, but it's like, it's pretty good. Like, stack that up to some of the other shit around that time, it kind of blows it out of the water.
Yeah. So something that is fairly impressive, and I will applaud them on, 2017, Wonder Woman. I think that will be that Captain Marvel, right, for the first female-led superhero movie. At least this run around, right?
Yeah, like with this new
Batman.
We don't
count Elektra and all that other stuff. So.
And Catwoman, no. No, we don't. We don't count Lucy.
The modern age of a...
Yeah. So. I mean, like, no, I guess Howard the Duck was a protagonist, but the teen heartthrob chick that was in it at the time, she was pretty much a protagonist too. But yeah, no. I feel like there's a superheroine movie that we're forgetting about.
Probably.
And that bugs the shit out of me. I'm sure Ricky knows, or one of the other five people. Oh, did you change our thing so that we're entertainment again?
Yes, this show is an entertainment-based show, or an entertainment category show based around movies. So hopefully we'll attract a few more listeners.
Yeah, and other things. We'll talk about Legos one day. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm not going to get into it. So what's the next on our list? Wonder Woman,
We have Wonder Woman. Which I'm not. Some people. What did you think of the casting? I guess is where we'll go from there.
It's the same problem I have with Kristen Ritter as Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Too small. She bulks up. Perfect. But to me, I need an Amazonian. Excuse me, warrior. Not an actress playing an Amazon. Do you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah,
I need someone I can believe is this fucking, you know, badass Amazonian fucking killer awesome babe.
Yeah. And it didn't bother me at first, but the more stuff I'm seeing of it, it's someone dressed as Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Like Ronda Rousey, put a fucking wig on her and done. That is a day.
Yeah. Well, and she may not have any more fights left. There may not be any marketable fights left, so she might as well start making movies. You know?
Right.
So.
I mean, you know, like I said, maybe, what's her name, Gal Gadot? Gadget?
Yeah. Gal Gadot.
Gigi. We're going to call her Gigi. Maybe Gigi bulks up and she, Gigi fills out really nicely, and I'm totally down with that. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't really
know. Yeah, I'm not holding my breath on that one.
Want it to do really well. Like I said in like the first one, like my most anticipated Marvel movie is Captain Marvel. Fucking excited for that. I don't know. I want Wonder Woman to do well because I like mythologies and she's a Greek mythology. So like it'd be awesome if her main antagonist was Ares or someone else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like maybe she gets kicked off the mascara after.
I wonder how Ares would work. Because technically a Marvel property, you know. But I think that one's there's blurred lines there, right?
I don't think so. I think as long as they're like, nah, man, Greek Ares, Marvel can't touch them.
Yeah.
Because they have Thor, but like.
Well, they have Hercules,
I don't think,
too, and they don't own Hercules, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I think they're just like borrowed license or expired licenses. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That
would make sense.
Like how Sherlock
Plato doesn't
just
get any royalties for that stuff.
Nah.
Someone is having an aneurysm over that comment somewhere.
Probably. Every time it's mentioned, they're just like they just twitch a bit.
Yeah. So all right. So then we move on to Justice League Part 1.5, or you know. The first
Justice League
movie.
Part 2. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. They fight Brainiac, or they fight Darkseid. That's my call.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really feel a lot of excitement for it. Like, I feel like I should.
I think once we know where they're going, I think there'll be more excitement. You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't even know who the villain's going to be, you know?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it could just be Lex Luthor and Brainiac teaming up. Like, I don't know. Like, I really get bummed out that the kid who plays the Flash on the Flash wasn't casted to be the Flash. Like, how easy is that? Like, oh, you've got a Flash TV show? Oh, well, how's the kid doing? He's like, oh, it's getting really good reviews. Ah, fuck it, let's use him. That ties in the Marvel, or that ties in the TV, that sort of ties in the TV and the, you know, movie world. So, done. And stuck at Marvel, you know, we just did it.
Yeah, and what's so funny is DC gets such good reviews for the TV they do, and it is very enjoyable TV. And that's
and
maybe
it's
something...
CW, and that's an accomplishment as well. The only thing out of the CW I like is Supernatural, which we'll get into another day.
But at the same time, that's one of the criticisms people have had with, you know, the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was that it took them a while to catch their stride and to really get that going. So, I mean, DC could have really landed a blow here by connecting their movies to the TV and say, hey, we did it successfully right out of the gate. And they kind of went completely left turn on it. So.
Yeah, they were like, we're going to make Justice League the first fucking movie. We did no build towards it, but suck it. And then now we have a DC universe for TV, which is Arrow, Flash, that obviously. Constantine might or might not be in that universe. I doubt it is, but let's say it isn't. Let's say it is, because there's no reason to say it isn't right now. And Supergirl and Teen Titans. And I guess outside of... And then whatever the Evil Justice League spinoff is going to be with Adam, Captain Cold. Is it Heat Wave? Is that the dude?
Yeah, Heat Wave. Heat Wave's in.
Okay, yeah. I like those two. Dude, like, I like Captain Cold and Heat Wave. Like, the two actors that play them, I don't like them a lot. So it's like, and we could tie all this together, and, you know, they could just have a couple of lines like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. does to kind of explain some shit. Nah. Who wants a giant
I hate the backtrack that did Boomerang was pretty awesome, I thought.
Yeah.
And
they
had a pretty good Deadshot, you know?
And
it's a whole new, that's my biggest issue. Like, they had such a cool feel to the Suicide Squad. And like the version on Arrow isn't complete yet, but, you know, they had a really cool feel to it, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
that's another thing. Is the Suicide Squad going to be in canon with the other ones, or is it going to be just like a one-off of just, haha, here's some fun shit for you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and the rumor, too, is that, like, Batman is the boogeyman that everyone fears. I don't know if I want my Joker fearing Batman, you know?
Yeah, like, Joker, while not, like can't, how do I say it right? Joker can't go toe-to-toe with Batman, but he thinks he can, and that's what makes him dangerous.
I'm a little worried about that. We have the Flash movie.
Oh, did you see the trailer for Arkham Knight real quick? The new Batman game?
I have no.
Oh, it looks sick as hell. Like, Scarecrow's the main villain, and they give him some mad respect in, as like far as Batman villains go. Anyway, go on. Sorry. Watch it after this. It's fucking killer.
That'll actually be the first thing I do. But we have the Flash movie, which by this point is 2018. That's 3 years. I fully expect Flash to get 3 seasons. So by then, this should be super confusing, you know.
Right. Or they're just like, fuck it, get the kid. Like, that's how it'll either be like, well, is Flash supposed to be in the Batman-Superman movie?
But,
I don't remember.
Yeah, they're stuck because I'm sure that this other Flash is going to be in, you know, at least two of these movies, the Batman-Superman and the Justice League Part 1. So
yeah, okay.
They're locked in at that point. So,
yeah, they're like,
we follow that up with Namor dressed as Aquaman, which I'm actually
you mean Conan dressed as Aquaman?
Yeah. Either way.
He looks badass, but he doesn't look like any Aquaman I remember.
No.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but if I'm going to harp on Fantastic Four for pretty much shitting all over everything that makes Fantastic Four the Fantastic Four, I feel I'd be a little bit of a hypocrite if I didn't be like, what the fuck are you doing with Aquaman there, guys?
Yeah. Well, although,
I mean, aesthetically,
I think I'm going to end up being okay with it. Like, if it turns out to be, like, a badass surfer warrior Aquaman, I'm cool with that, you know?
Like, if they keep aspects of the character, just aesthetically change him, I'd be totally fine with that. Because Khal Drogo, like, who doesn't want to just, like, do that? I want to give that guy a movie just because how awesome he looks.
Yeah.
And he had a movie. Wasn't he actually Conan? Wasn't he?
I think so. I think in the last run at that, he was. So
okay. I hope it was good. I like Drogo. I go.
Then we get our Shazam movie.
We get
2019.
The Rock.
Yeah, Black Adam, right?
Yep.
We're starting to get to the point where it's so far out that until we kind of know a little bit more, it's kind of hard to accurately, you know, say how excited it should be. If you have Rock in there, I'm sure, you know, turns out that guy turned out to be a pretty good actor. So, I mean, I'm sure that will at least be entertaining.
Hey, man, I liked Austin's movies so far. The one where he's on the island of, like, what is it? He's on the island of other inmates, and he has to kill to, you know, win, I guess. The Battle Royal ripoff. I like that. That was fun. I also like Vinnie Jones, though.
So we go from Shazam to the Justice League Part 2. I mean, like we talked about earlier, we don't even know the villain for Part 1. So Part 2.
If I had to hazard a guess, Brainiac is the easiest one they can do because they can set him up in Batman and Superman, and they can kind of build him like Ultron almost. He's the easiest, I think, that they try and go for. Darkseid seems a little big because they don't really have any cosmic characters lined up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Although maybe at that point they need something cosmic and large scale, you know?
Yeah. We'll see, I guess.
You don't want to look like a ripoff of what Marvel's doing with Thanos at that point either.
Yeah.
That should
that's
be right in the... So.
I mean, we could be totally wrong. It could just be, they could do the, they live in the swamp and they have their own fucking place. Lex Luthor leads them. The League, fuck. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm,
The Anti-Justice League. Shit. You know who I'm talking about, though, right?
I got you.
The Anti-Justice League.
I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, right? Sorry, Big Ricky. I feel like I'm really letting you down. 2 episodes back-to-back for getting some... Alex Ross, by the way, was the artist I was thinking of. Shit. Like, God, yeah, okay, whatever. Let's move past this. I don't want to dwell on this.
All right. Hold on. Okay. So we'll move from there to Cyborg, which I thought that was cool. I think that's cool that Cyborg's getting his own movie.
Yeah. Again, though, they're doing Teen Titans show. Cyborg was a big part of that, but he's not going to be in it. How easy would it have been to just put Cyborg in the show, and now people, you know, who don't read the comics can identify, like, oh, wait a minute. I saw him on TNT, you know, just last week, and he's in a movie? I want to see that.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're kind of beating a dead horse on that one. They definitely have dropped the ball quite a bit on the type of TV tie-ins they could have had.
Yeah.
All right, are we thinking Secret Society of Supervillains or Secret Six?
No.
Those are the two. I pulled up Lex Luthor's wiki, and those are the only team affiliations on here that come close. Oh, wait, hold on. Is it the Injustice League?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'll look it up later and I'll know. Legion of Doom. Ha! Son of a bitch.
Legion of Doom?
It is. It's the Legion of Doom.
Awesome. It came to mind, but I was like, no, this is just my wrestling side of my brain taking over at this point.
That's exactly what I thought.
I would be okay with that, honestly.
As long as it's got Solomon Grundy going on a Monday.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, well, we wrap up with Green Lantern 2020.
Yeah, we do. And, anybody who says the original Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds isn't a good movie can go fuck themselves, because Ryan Reynolds will turn yarn into gold in front of your eyes. And he took a shitty script with some shitty-ass CGI, and he made it fun.
Need the CGI, though, for Green Lantern, you know?
Yeah. Like, and I just like the idea that we're going to make him look more alien. Like, I didn't recognize who the fuck... Oh, he's fucking shitting me that I can't think of his name right now. The trainer, Poozer.
Yeah.
Right? Like, don't make him look more alien, just make him look as he is.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, he's gonna kill me. Like, guys, I'm sorry, I know who I'm talking about.
I'm trying to help you out here, but God knows that I'm horrible with
right?
names, too.
Back to back, we're just like, it's oh, the 1980s fucking super awesome killer fucking tag team, the Legion of Doom, and
there we go. Hold on. Oh, that was 2011? That feels like it's forever ago.
What, Green Lantern?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, wasn't that long ago.
Which character are we talking about?
The fucking big pink trainer of everybody says Poozer
okay.
a lot.
Tim Robbins?
Kilowog. Kilowog. Kilowog is the answer.
Okay.
Yeah, God damn it. That was terrible. Sorry, guys. Evan, I expect better of you. I know, Evan. They really just made everyone alien looking to look alien. But then there's fucking... Sinestro, who's just like a pink human, so it's like,
yeah,
come on, like
yeah.
He looked out of place there. It was silly. They're silly gooses.
I can't find it on here. We'll update you. We'll update you next week on that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, any we got about a minute left. Any parting DC shots before we sign off for the week?
No, not really. But
yeah.
I did price the Lego Shield Helicarrier. It is $350, and there's a Lego specific kit to it that motorizes it. So, like, the little turbines are motorized and everything. And
yeah.
If I had $400 to spare, I would get that. It is impressive. And I saw it at the Lego store in the mall by me. It's huge. It's worth every bit of $350. Like,
yeah.
It's a monster.
So if you have $400 and you like the show, feel free to contact Evan and find out how you can donate that to him so you can get a review of it.
That's true. I will record me building it and put that on YouTube and everything for you guys.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, we will be back next week. We haven't exactly decided what we'll talk about next week, but we will be back talking about comic book, TV, movies, video games of some sort, and we will see you then.
Yeah, Oh, why don't we talk about video game comic books? Talk about that Challenge of Champions you got me hooked on.
Oh,
I
man.
Just got
I
Rhino
am,
on my team.
Oh, I am. I just got Scarlet Witch, which means I can complete more of the levels that I can't unlock right now. So I'm pretty pumped about that.
Really? Oh, I sold Scarlet Witch because I figured I only needed one of each class. But then they were like, I got like three levels in. They're like, oh no, only certain characters can unlock this. And I'm like, well, fuck you. I wish I would have known that before I sold Scarlet Witch because I'm sure she's going to come up.
So far, you only need one of each class. But that was my first, what, magic character. So, instead of sleeping like I should, I will probably be playing through a few more levels. So.
That's fair. I got the motherfucking Juggernaut, and apparently he's magic, which actually makes sense, because the Genosidorak. So I was like, I don't need you, Scarlet Witch. I got the Juggernaut.
Yeah. Well, and then Captain America is science, and I thought that was pretty cool. The soldier class would have worked for him, too. But it made sense to me that he was science. So.
Yeah. What is Star-Lord? Is he science? Because he's not alien.
He's armor. So he's the same as Iron Man, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
But I think that makes sense, too, because of his fucking gun. And if you get to his third-level finisher, it's fucking it's the most Star-Lord thing that you've ever seen in your life. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Cool.
Man, I don't know what it is. After the movie, I don't like... Like, Chris Pratt pulled it off, but I dislike Star-Lord without his helmet and just that fucking mask and hair. I don't know, maybe it's weird.
I can agree with that. So, all right, man. Well, we will sign off, and we will see everybody in 1 week from now.
All right. Chase the cat. Later. Bye, too.
Ciao.